Monday is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Dr. King's actual birthday, by the way, was this past Thursday, January 15th. But Monday is what we go with as far as the calendar is concerned. Well, it's easy to say that Dr. King was a man of God. Thought it would be helpful if we explored more specifically how Dr. King lived God's word and how those ways added to the teaching Dr. King provided us with. I do this with two goals in mind, pretty much. First, it's to honor what Dr. King accomplished, but I also hope that you'll see how you can continue the work that Dr. King started. So let's start with the most obvious. Dr. King brought God's word into the world for all to hear. Started preaching from a pulpit to a few, and that progressed to preaching to the masses via a worldwide stage. This is how Dr. King lived up to what Jesus instructs in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. And he, Jesus, said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." We also received this direction from Jesus in Matthew chapter 10, verse 27. "Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the rooftops." Dr. King sought to lift up others, not selectively either. All were invited into God's word to learn and serve the Lord, as Dr. King did. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29 explains it this way: "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers." Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a man of peace and peaceful resistance. During the fight for civil rights and equality, there were basically two camps, one led by Dr. King, which was active in nonviolent protests, while the other camp, led by Malcolm X, sought and demanded civil rights and equality by any means necessary. Jesus shined his light on the peacemakers and Beatitudes. Here's what he says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 9: "Blessed are the peacemakers, for these shall be called sons of God." Romans chapter 2, verses 5 and 6 tells those who want to walk and act in anger and with violence what awaits them. "But in accordance with your hardness and your impertinent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each one according to his deeds." Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. shined the brightest light that he could on the darkness that too many used to try to hide injustice, prejudice, and hate with. That darkness discouraged really too many from speaking out due to, right, fear. Dr. King spoke out against what was wrong and called for what was right and righteous. That brings forward what Jesus speaks about in John chapter 7, verse 24. "Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment." Dr. King's efforts, to put it mildly, were not popular nor embraced by many people. Dr. King was confronted with hate via words, threats, vandalism, physical attacks, which included being stabbed in 1958 in the first attempt to assassinate him. Yet Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., he pressed on. Why? Because Dr. King knew the truth of God, which we're told in Romans chapter 5, verses 3 and 4, and not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now, while it's important to endure, more is required of us, children of God. Those who hate the righteous will not go away if we simply just stand still and tolerate them. Sort of like tolerating the school bully who wants to steal your lunch money. You just tolerate them and they'll come back tomorrow and once again steal your lunch money. What's the additional action needed that Dr. King lived and demonstrated? The answer comes to us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13. "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." You can read verses 14 through 18 for the details, but briefly, Paul is writing about truth, righteousness, peace, and faith, among other characteristics and qualities. From all that I've placed before you about the life and work of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., are you thinking, no way. How could I measure up to all of that? Or how can I be worthy to take the baton and run forward with it? Let me take you to the very root and foundation for everything I just shared about the life and the work of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and how if you're a devoted child of God, that foundation exists in your very soul. And that foundation is described with one single syllable word, faith. We have what Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And we're also told this in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. If you're still trying to sell yourself short and doubt your ability to bring and live God's word into this world, believing that you can't measure up to what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. accomplished, let me remind you about something. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was not a perfect person. No one is. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 establishes that truth clearly, saying, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But Romans chapter 3, verse 24 takes us to the empowerment God blesses those who walk in faith with, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.